Hey, this is Dave Wonders, host of Dave Wonders, and I love conversations, whether it's with local pastors, artists, filmmakers, authors, random people from the community, any opportunity to sip a cup of coffee and have a good conversation. So sit back and relax. For more conversations like this one, you can visit our website, thepulse.mn, or you can tune in weekdays from 2 to 6 Central at 104.3 The Pulse in Central Minnesota, or online at thepulse.mn. You are listening to 104.3 The Pulse. My name is Dave, and today we have the pleasure of chatting with Darren Mulligan from We Are Messengers. How you doing, Darren?
I'm good. It's a cold, brisky morning in Illinois out on the tour here, so the wind's blowing and it feels just like home, so I'm enjoying myself.
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Yeah, I just realized that actually when I woke up. St. Patrick's is a big day for me, you know, especially since I've become a believer in Jesus and I realized what an incredible, fierce, wonderful human he was. And how he risked his life to share the gospel with a people that didn't want to hear it and transformed an entire nation. He's someone to aspire to be like.
Is it a very strange thing, the difference between how the United States celebrates St. Patrick's Day and how Ireland celebrates it?
No, not really. Like, I suppose in America it's much more, like, bombastic. But in Ireland, like, every little town will have its own parade. You know, and it'll be just loads of local school kids, you know, putting on little floats and, you know, dressing up and retelling the stories. And I think unfortunately, we've all turned St. Patrick into a caricature.
Sure.
But when you think of his life, he was a Welsh man sold into slavery in Ireland, eventually escaped slavery, and the Lord got a hold of him and sent him back to Ireland as a missionary. Like, imagine going back to the people who had put you in bondage, who had left you sleeping naked in fields, who had treated you like dirt, and then going back on them and sharing compassion and love and empathy. St. Patrick has much more in common with Jesus than he does the Chicago River being dyed green.
Yeah.
So I'd encourage people, educate yourself on this man. He is a beast of a man, and the best of us are like Patrick.
So, Darren, how's the tour shaping up? This is a crazy time for you?
Absolutely bonkers. It's been amazing, though. Like, I had the privilege of becoming a citizen and moving home to Ireland. So when I come to America, I come here really rested, really ready to do this thing. And I think in this season of my life, it's just joy. Touring is a joy, even the sleepless nights, even buses and the trucks and all of the logistics. I love the people that God has given us. So when we sing these songs with our audience, I don't sing songs for fans because we don't have fans. We have friends and encouragers and an audience that God has given us to love on. And they've been the most beautiful nights, just really hopeful, really joyful, full of laughter, full of dancing, full of singing. I think for the longest time, Dave, I didn't realize that it was possible to have holy nights that were fun nights. And so all of these nights are holy, fun, joyful, and rowdy.
Where the joy is, right?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, and the joy is Jesus. Like, you don't need to come to a We Are Messengers show to get Jesus. You get him anywhere. He's everywhere. But to come and to be with other believers, to come and be with people who are sick and tired of religion, who are burned out on depression and anxiety. You know, there's place for them. There's room for them to come and be themselves and not pretend. And Jesus loves us so much that he never leaves us the way he finds us. And that's our hope. You come to these shows and we'd move you through Holy Spirit an inch closer to Jesus. Because an inch closer to Jesus can change your world.
Amen. What's God been teaching you lately?
Joy. Yeah, the art of joyful living. Being Irish, joy is not something you always associate with us. You know, we can laugh and cry at the same time. That she has happiness a lot in my life, you know, before Jesus and after Jesus. And what I realized I was missing was joy, which is the steady presence of God in my life. And so at nighttime when the monsters come, Dave, my joy is there.
Mm-hmm.
In the daytime when living seems too hard, my joy is there. And in the beautiful moments where everything seems well with the world, joy is there too. There's a scripture. It's Matthew 11:28-30. And to paraphrase, Jesus talking to his people and he says, come follow me, learn to walk in the unforced rhythms of my grace and you find rest for your weary soul. So Jesus has taught me where to find rest, and the only place I find rest is going for a walk with Jesus.
So I really, really, really liked Hills of Tyrone. Very
yeah.
Interesting choice as an artist to put out something that personal, but
yeah.
I loved it, man. I thought that was fantastic.
Thank you. It's one of my genuinely one of my favorite records we've ever done. And we did it because we could, and we knew it was a risk, and I didn't care. Sometimes there are songs that just have to be written, and we wrote them, and I love it. And I love when we go to shows and people request songs. There's a song called Seasons on that record, which is my favorite song I've ever written. And so we've been playing that one live every night.
I think that when you write music for you versus trying to make music that is going to do well in radio or be for the broad audience, you tap into something that's a little bit truer and beautiful.
You may be the first person in radio that has ever said that.
Well, I would hope that I've got a discerning enough palate that I can appreciate popular music and personal music, too.
Yeah, and I think both of them are stablemates. You know, for me, my goal has never been to impress people. You know, we don't need more impressive musicians. We need musicians with an impressive view of who God is.
Yeah.
And God, sometimes I think we've got it wrong. Sometimes I think God wants us to keep telling him who he is. God already knows who he is. That's not the problem. The problem is we don't know who we are.
Mm.
And so a big part of what we do as a band is we let humans be humans and we let Jesus be Jesus. And it is a harder forged path to make the kind of music we've made over the years. The easier thing to do is to dumb everything down, make it sound a bit more cliched, a bit more simple, a bit more palatable, and ride the gravy train.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't give two hoots about the gravy train. I care about truth, I care about authenticity, and I care about music that in the dead of night, when I have nowhere to turn to, I can turn to these songs and know that there's a human writing them, and know that there's a Jesus, that every word that is spoken comforts us through them.
So take us to the new album now. It's coming out in 3 weeks. And
yes.
How is this different than your other albums?
I think a lot of the stuff I do is kind of thematic, especially in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. So like The Hills of Tyrone was that very Irish EP written in my cottage in Ireland. Wholehearted was a record really reminding my own self of who I am, where I've come from, and what I need to be in order to honor God. And this record, the Where the Joy Is album, is pretty much a biography of the last 2 years of my life, moving from chasing happiness to finding joy. Those scriptures where God talks about, I'm taking your mourning, you know, your laughter and your sorrow to joy. I'm seeing that, Dan. So if I'm seeing it and I'm feeling it, I'm going to write about it, and I'm going to hope that people can go there with me. So this one's got 10 bangers on it, like 9 anthems, you know, rock and roll anthems, but they're full of the same stories of sorrow and suffering and joy in those moments. One really sad song on it, Worthy of Being Loved, that I wrote for someone who was wrestling with heavy depression, and it's for people who are considering suicide.
Mm.
The problem is when you start talking about joy is that you forget about suffering. But the only way to obtain joy is through suffering. You know, Jesus, when he looks at the cross, you know, he endures it for the joy that is set before him. And so I think Western Christianity, Western civilization in general, does everything they can to avoid suffering. But with Jesus, we don't have to avoid it. We can live in it and share in his suffering and at the same time share in his joy. And it sounds paradoxical, but that's the way of the cross. That's the way of the gospel. And that's the way of being Irish. You can laugh and cry at the same time, and that's okay.
Yeah. Well, the album is coming out April 5th, right?
Yeah.
And you're joining us in Brainerd on April 6th. And so I feel a little spoiled we get to enjoy a concert with you on album release weekend. What's that concert going to be like for people that have never seen you perform?
Well, I put it this way. This is 2 years in the making, this record. 2 years of my life, 2 years of sacrifice, and honestly, 2 years of joy, too. But on release weekend, it's a really special time for an artist because it feels like all of the anticipation, all of the hard work, all of the blood, sweat, and tears comes to fruition. And so for me, that weekend in particular, the listeners don't know, but that's 2 years coming, 2 years in the making. And for me, it's just going to be massive celebration. I'm Irish, so my massive celebration might look quite muted. but my joy is not a public disclosure. I don't front. I don't have to pretend. My joy is secure. It's locked inside my chest now. The world didn't give it. The world can't take it. So if you see me on release weekend, you wonder, why does he look normal? I look normal because I'm not chasing the things of the earth. I have everything I need in Jesus. However, isn't God very kind to let wild men like me make music and travel the world sharing that? So I'm really privileged.
It's going to be great. Okay, so one thing I always ask artists, okay, this is a hypothetical scenario. You are able to do a show with any artists, alive or dead, Christian or secular, any genre. What two artists do you do this fantasy concert with? Two other artists.
Oh, dude, that's so tricky. Like, I could say Soundgarden and Nirvana or Tom Petty or Bruce Springsteen. I could say Elvis.
Yeah,
you know,
this is the beauty and the horror of this game. What do you choose?
Yeah, so I think for me, I would do Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
I just think he is an incredible storyteller, artist. And I would do an Irish guy called Foy Vance. F-O-Y-V-A-N-C-E.
Yeah.
He is the greatest singer-songwriter that has ever lived. And, yeah, that'll be my two.
Phenomenal. Well, you're talking about great Irish songwriters. My first thought was Glenn Hansard, but...
Oh, I love Glenn. Yeah, yeah. The Frames, fantastic. That was my... the first concert I ever went to see was The Frames in my hometown in Monaghan.
That's fantastic.
4 or 5, I think it was the year after Nevermind by Nirvana came out.
Yeah. I feel
you
really...
You guys have seen Instagram recently, and that's really big, because I'm a huge fan.
I feel really privileged that I discovered them before Once came out, and well, they're on the kind of the downhill slide.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
That
was their glory days. The glory days was really The Frames at their peak. And there was a record that was really formative for me called Fitzcarraldo.
Yes, yes.
So if you get a chance, listen to that, people. Listen to the clean version of Revelate, however, or you'll be complaining to my people.
That's a good tip. Yeah, that is a phenomenal album. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Darren, I could chat music with you all day, but appreciate you, appreciate your heart, and very excited for both this album and the opportunity to join you in song at this concert.
Yeah, miss. It's gonna be killer night. I'm not gonna sell the show. It is what it is, and I'm honored to be a part of it. So yeah, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, God willing.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Darren, for your time, and God bless you, brother.
All right, Dave. Go easy, man. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to Dave Wonders. You can find more episodes of Dave Wonders on the website, thepulse.mn, or any place you get your podcasts.